Nothing really amusing to say this morning. Well, you know, it's Easter Sunday. Day when everybody gets dressed up in funny clothes. One of them put on goofy hats. Of course, some of them put on goofy hats every week. So, you know. Anyhow, religion depresses me.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. And I mean by that, organized religion or disorganized religion.
Yeah.
What I don't mean by that is Christ.
Yeah.
Christ never depresses me. His gospel doesn't depress me. But religion, that's a whole nother thing. Anyhow, if you would, John chapter 1, very familiar piece of scripture. Just want to read 3-4 verses. Beginning in John chapter 1 and verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And I'm just going to stop right there, because that's a lot of stuff there, a lot of good stuff. It starts off, he was in the world. Now, the he referred to here is, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. But it doesn't stop there. The Word was God. He was in the world. Jesus Christ came to this world. He was announced by angels. He was seen by shepherds and wise men. He was hunted by a king because he was born king. He was taken into Egypt and brought back. He confounded the doctors and the wise men in Jerusalem when he was 12 years old. He performed miracles and signs and wonders. He turned water into wine. He walked on the water. Let Peter walk on the water for a little bit. He fed the multitudes, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and he raised the dead. He was baptized by John the Baptist, and he was tempted by Satan in the desert. He was in this world. He condescended to come here. The miracle of that is just amazing. In Genesis, you'll read about where the Lord walked in the garden in the cool evening. I believe that's Christ. But here he came and he lived a life among us, among people, as a man. God came down. This is passed over in countless Christmas pageants and plays. You know, one of my favorite expressions, the part of baby Jesus is played by a 40-watt light bulb. The magnitude of this miracle, God manifests in the flesh. And he looked like everybody else. There was nothing special.
Right.
He wasn't that beautiful that we should desire him.
Right,
that's what it says. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Ten Commandments were on again last night. Some days, if he wasn't dead, I'd slap Charlton Heston in the head. But I like you better as the Pharaoh. And some of it, they do right down the line, and some of it, I don't know where they got it from. Religion drives me crazy. Jesus Christ came into this world.
Yeah.
A miracle of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came with a purpose. And the angels announced what the purpose was. They told Joseph, they told the shepherds, told Joseph, he shall save his people from their sin. That's why he came.
Right. Amen.
The next phrase is the world was made by him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows this.
Right.
I am serious. There are people who have been good Baptists, good Christians, whatever, and guys that talk about living it where I used to work. They don't know Jesus Christ made the world, Mason. He made the world. He made the universe. He made everything that was made. And then he came into that world that he made. People have this idea that God made the world and Jesus just showed up later. Because he had to fix some things that were broke.
Right, that's what they
said. Ain't nothing been broke. It's been cursed, but it was cursed by God.
Right, cursed by God.
Because of Adam's sin. Because of man's failure. Yes, it is our fault. If I'd have been there, I'd have messed it up worse than Adam did. I have no confidence in me. I have no confidence in my flesh. Because in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's the world Jesus Christ came into. He made this world. Then it was cursed. It was. And it is. One day the curse will be fixed. One day there's going to be a world wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Amen.
And I won't know how to act. Well, I will, but I don't know it now.
Right.
Because I'm going to be righteous. And I have no idea what that's like.
Right. That's right.
I'm bad enough as it is. I don't know if I could stand me if I was perfect. But then if I was perfect, I guess I could stand me. And thank God everybody else will be perfect too, so y'all can. This world was made by him, and not only that, by him all things consist.
Yeah. Right.
And that was true while he was walking
right.
on this planet. He was, at that time, and is, God manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is the Creator.
Amen.
He's God.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to the third statement in here. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Two great glorious statements. Well, this is another glorious statement. It ain't so cheerful. And the world knew him not.
Yeah.
The world saw him.
Mm-hmm.
The world beheld him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had no beauty that we should desire him, but the world saw him, but the world didn't know him. The world thought they knew him. They thought they did. But, as my father was fond of saying, sometimes you got another thing coming, which usually meant you're wrong. They thought they knew him. And they did know him physically, but they didn't know him as the Creator.
Right.
They didn't know him as God. Right. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the world would not have him.
Right.
They wouldn't. Matter of fact, there was a few times they tried to kill him. They were going to stone him more than once. Then one time they were going to throw him off a hillside their town was built on. But he passed through the midst of them because it wasn't his time and it wasn't his place, and that was not the death he came here to die. And the funny thing is, every time they tried to stone him, every time they tried to throw him off a cliff, guess who it was that was doing it? Religious people.
Right.
Religious people. Religious people are dangerous. There are people in this world right now who'd like to cut my head off if they knew me. And then there's them people in the Middle East feel the same way. There are some people who've known me that showed me a fist. Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of the Jesus Christ I was talking about. The one who made the world. The one who came in this world. The one who came in this world with a purpose that he fulfilled. The world won't have it. What was Jesus Christ doing that these people, these nice religious people, wanted to kill him? How did, this is something else you won't hear in other places, how did the Lord of glory make all of these religious people so mad at him? He talked to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all it took. Because when Jesus Christ spoke, he spoke the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. Perfect. And when you tell the truth to religious people, they hate it.
Yeah, they hate it.
Because religions are not based on the truth.
Right.
Religions are based on man's traditions. Mm-hmm. They're based on man's thoughts. They're based on man's imagination.
Yeah.
They're based on what man wants. They don't care what God wants. They don't care who God is. Jesus Christ spoke the truth of God and lied not. He preached to them and they tried to kill him.
Yeah.
He proclaimed the truth of the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, to these people. And because of this, they wanted him dead. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but they wanted him dead. He spoke of how God saved whoever he wanted, Jewish or not. The widow of Sidon and Naaman, the leper of Syria, that's when they were going to throw him off a cliff. He told them before Abraham was, I am. Oh boy, they wanted to stone him. He told them God was his father. And that he was equal with God. And he was, and he is. And they took up stones to stone him again. Then he told them, you don't believe because you're not my sheep.
Right.
Then they showed that they did not believe him when he said, I and my Father are one. Because they didn't believe, they didn't like it, and they wanted him dead. They took up stones to stone him. They took up stones to throw stones at the man who made the stones. The man, Christ Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, because of what he told them. So, Walter, when people fuss that all we talk about is words, and all we deal with are words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Words are powerful.
Yes,
they are powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. Because words relay ideas. Mm-hmm. Words can relay the truth of God
right.
in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And those words can get you killed. Mm-hmm. Here's a whole book I got at home. It's called Fox's Book of Martyrs. That's all it is somebody getting killed left and right for the truth of Christ. Now, far be it from me to point out that it was the Catholics doing a bunch of the killing in those days, because the truth disagrees with their religion. That's why. That's why those people were killed, put to death. Because of what they said about Christ Jesus the Lord didn't agree with what they thought about Christ Jesus the Lord. And they don't know this verse, that he was in the world and the world knew him not. Because everybody thinks that's everybody else. That's what it is. Well, they're not. That's not for me. That was me at one time. It's not me now, because he has taken me out of the world. I'm still in it, or I'm still here, but I'm not of the world anymore. Put it that way. Sorry, I'm not of the world. But the world doesn't know they're the world. When it comes to the fact, and if you want to just put it down in one little thing, I can tell you, we'll upset a lot of people. And that's what upset these Jews this one time. You say, God saves who he wants to save, when he wants to save, where he wants to save, and how he wants to save.
Yeah.
Salvation is up to God, not you. They'll hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you do. It ain't good enough.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you think or what I think. It's what God says.
Right.
And people would like to stone you. Paul asked that question. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Well, the answer that comes from the world to that question is yes, you are. They hated Christ because of what he said. They hated Christ because of what he taught. And the world hated Christ because of his words. Because words have meanings. Everything goes great until they figure out exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
You can say praise Jesus in the middle of the mall and nobody will care, and some people will say amen as you go by. But when you tell them who Jesus is, that's a whole other matter. You talk about, thank God I'm saved by grace. And if there's any Baptists around, they'll say amen. Methodists will just look at you. And Catholics will go the other way. That's the way I used to do. I used to be in that position. It was actually, in some ways, it was in my younger days, when I ran into some evangelism when I was in the Army, it was a very nice thing to say to people, because they'd come in and want to talk to me about Jesus or something, or this, that, or the other. And I'd look at them, I'd say, I'm Catholic, and then I'd turn around and walk off. They'd leave me alone. But it's okay. I had no interest. I did. I had no interest at that time. Later on, when I wasn't looking for it, the interest came. But they hated Christ because of what he taught. Yeah. And the world that hated Christ will hate you,
yes,
for the same reason.
Right.
The world hates believers. Mm-hmm. They love religion. Yeah. They hate believers. All you have to do is speak about the truth of God and Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Because it says they are the enemies, mm-hmm, of the cross of Christ.
Right.
Therefore, they are the enemies of the words of Christ.
Yeah.
They are the enemies of the truth of Christ. They are the enemies of the life of Christ. And they are the enemies of the work that Christ accomplished on that tree. And like I said, ain't no sense in getting proud or boastful, because we were the same way.
Right. Yeah.
Paul also wrote this, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies, mm-hmm, in your mind,
yeah,
by wicked works, yet, I love that word,
yeah,
yet,
yeah. Yeah.
Now hath he reconciled,
yeah,
in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Yeah.
It don't matter about my sight. It don't matter about your sight.
Right.
His sight's the only one that matters.
Right.
That does say, if you continue in the faith, not in your works, in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. You that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind, I was there. And you were there. And the world is still there. Sorry, it's a cobweb. I'm not waving at anybody. We were not seeking Christ. We were not loving Christ. Why? Because we didn't know Christ. Just like the world knew him not. That's where I was. But he sought us,
yes,
because he loved us and gave us everything. Everything. That's why he was in this world. That's why this world was made by him. And the world still knows him not. This was written 2,000 years ago, and it's still true today.
Yeah.
I get tired of people talking about how things are getting better. Now, I don't want to give up indoor plumbing. okay? I'm not against progress. I like indoor plumbing. I like forced air gas furnaces, Mason. I like to be warm in the winter. I'm not against progress. But as far as man is concerned, and the nature of man, nothing has changed unless it's gotten worse. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. I don't know if that's because they're actually getting worse or it's just the fact that there's better communications for evil men and seducers. Between the television and the internet and the telephone and the cell phone and the texting and the tweeting and the Facebooking and whatever else they have. Right now you can get more misinformation about God than you ever could before in this world. Because there is more availability of misinformation. I don't think it's any different. I just think there's more of it. Because they're all saying the same thing. You take the first step, God will meet you. You believe, God will give you grace. God will save you. According to the book, if I believe, I've already had His grace. Already got His grace. He's already given it to me. The world knows Him not. Boy, yeah. He came to His own. Walter, that means, it's the Jews. He came to His own. The Jews were who He came to according to the prophecies. Those prophesied of the coming of the Messiah. He came. He came according to the Scriptures. He was born of a virgin. He was born in Bethlehem. Like I said before, He went into Egypt and He came back out. Hiding from Herod. Herod 1, 2, or 3, I forget which one. There was a couple of them. He was raised in Nazareth. He performed miracles. He spoke the truth. And nothing but the truth. He came, the Word of God made flesh, came to His own just as it had been foretold. However, His own, the Jews, the nation chosen before by God, they didn't know all them scriptures that they thought they did, or not as well as they thought they did. Christ looked at him one time and said, "You think you've got eternal life. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. But they are they. Those scriptures are they which testify of me." The Old Testament is about Christ. The New Testament is about Christ. His own received Him not. Why? Well, the simple answer is in the prior verse. They were in the world. They were of the world. They did not know Him. This is the other thing the world doesn't want, the world will not have. No one knows Christ except by revelation. It is impossible to know God without Christ. It's impossible to know Christ without revelation from God, without life from God. from God. And that's where I'm going to stop and come back to that, hopefully next week, if it doesn't snow. There's a cold snap coming. I'm just enjoying the fact today that it's raining and not snowing. I'm also enjoying the fact that we're not standing in a graveyard somewhere. The world will stand in a graveyard on Easter Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning when they won't go to church to hear Christ preached any other Sunday of the year other than maybe Christmas. And then you got the people who go every Sunday, and then they'll show up if you start talking about the Christ of this Bible. You start talking about the Christ, Jesus, who saves whom he will, when he will, and they'll want to run you out of town on a rail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The world not only doesn't know him when you tell them who he is, they'll hate him, and they'll hate you.
Yeah.
So there's a nice, cheerful Easter message for you. But the hairs on our head are numbered. The reason Christ saved us is because he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're here is because he loved us. The reason that we will continue by his grace to be here and to hear and to listen and hopefully preach the truth of God is because he loved us. We love him, but because he first loved us. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time, this place. But most of all, we're thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who has taught us the things of Christ and the love that you have given to us for him and for each other. In his name we pray. Amen.